Now look at part 4. You will hear an interview with a woman called Maya Lewis, who left her job and is now a professional pottery maker. For each question, choose the correct answer. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4.
Today we're talking to Maya Lewis, who gave up her office job 3 years ago and has since become a successful pottery maker. Maya, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Let's go back to the beginning. How did you get interested in pottery?
It actually started when I moved into my first house. I wanted some new plates and bowls for the kitchen, and I found a local shop selling handmade ones. They were beautiful, but quite expensive. I started wondering whether I could make something similar myself, and then a friend later suggested a beginner's pottery course, so I signed up. I wouldn't say she persuaded me exactly, but she certainly gave me the push I needed.
Was it easy to learn?
Not at all. The teacher showed us how to use the equipment safely, and that part was quite straightforward. But my biggest problem was probably getting the clay to stay in the shape I wanted. I'd start making a bowl, for example, and it would become wider on one side than the other. I also used far too much clay at first, but I got better at that fairly quickly.
What keeps you interested now?
I love the fact that you never know exactly what you're going to get. You can have a clear idea in your head, but the clay has its own way of behaving. Then you put something in the oven and the colour can change slightly as it dries. That's probably my favourite part. I enjoy making things that people can use, of course, but the surprise at the end is what keeps me coming back.
You've also exhibited your work. How did your first exhibition go?
It was much busier than I'd expected. I'd imagined a few friends and family members would come along, but there were people I'd never met asking me questions about the pieces. I was nervous at first. I did manage to sell one small bowl, which was lovely, although that wasn't really what I'd been thinking about when I agreed to take part. I was simply happy that people seemed interested in my work.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about trying pottery?
I'd definitely recommend having a few lessons before spending money on equipment. You might discover that you don't actually enjoy it and pottery wheels aren't cheap, but I wouldn't worry too much about producing perfect bowls or cups at the beginning. Your first attempts will probably look strange, and that's completely normal. Just enjoy learning how the material works.
And do you have any plans for the future?
I'd like to keep making my own work, but I'm not interested in opening a shop or producing hundreds of pieces for local businesses. What I'd really like to do is spend more time teaching. I've already started helping at the beginner's course where I first learned pottery, and I find it surprisingly enjoyable. Maybe one day I'll run a few classes of my own.
Maya, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now listen again.
Today we're talking to Maya Lewis, who gave up her office job 3 years ago and has since become a successful pottery maker. Maya, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Let's go back to the beginning. How did you get interested in pottery?
It actually started when I moved into my first house. I wanted some new plates and bowls for the kitchen, and I found a local shop selling handmade ones. They were beautiful, but quite expensive. I started wondering whether I could make something similar myself, and then a friend later suggested a beginner's pottery course, so I signed up. I wouldn't say she persuaded me exactly, but she certainly gave me the push I needed.
Was it easy to learn?
Not at all. The teacher showed us how to use the equipment safely, and that part was quite straightforward. But my biggest problem was probably getting the clay to stay in the shape I wanted. I'd start making a bowl, for example, and it would become wider on one side than the other. I also used far too much clay at first, but I got better at that fairly quickly.
What keeps you interested now?
I love the fact that you never know exactly what you're going to get. You can have a clear idea in your head, but the clay has its own way of behaving. Then you put something in the oven and the colour can change slightly as it dries. That's probably my favourite part. I enjoy making things that people can use, of course, but the surprise at the end is what keeps me coming back.
You've also exhibited your work. How did your first exhibition go?
It was much busier than I'd expected. I'd imagined a few friends and family members would come along, but there were people I'd never met asking me questions about the pieces. I was nervous at first. I did manage to sell one small bowl, which was lovely, although that wasn't really what I'd been thinking about when I agreed to take part. I was simply happy that people seemed interested in my work.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about trying pottery?
I'd definitely recommend having a few lessons before spending money on equipment. You might discover that you don't actually enjoy it, and pottery wheels aren't cheap, but I wouldn't worry too much about producing perfect bowls or cups at the beginning. Your first attempts will probably look strange, and that's completely normal. Just enjoy learning how the material works.
And do you have any plans for the future?
I'd like to keep making my own work, but I'm not interested in opening a shop or producing hundreds of pieces for local businesses. What I'd really like to do is spend more time teaching. I've already started helping at the beginner's course where I first learned pottery, and I find it surprisingly enjoyable. Maybe one day I'll run a few classes of my own.
Maya, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. You now have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test.